from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
7:01 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What's one of Coach Harbaugh's top 5 things that he likes?
Who's got it better than us?
No. Winning in the preseason.
Oh, that's, yeah. All right. I thought you were talking about his sayings, but yeah, that's number one on the list.
Yeah. That's on the list as well. Josh Johnson, 11 of 11, 120 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. Emory Jones, 7 of 9, 100 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. Even Devin Leary came off the bench as well, 3 of 5, 24 yards. And who's the backup quarterback going into the regular season?
I assume it's going to be Johnson. I just do.
Why?
Because, he's been with 32 teams already, so he's got a lot of experience. I think they just need somebody that can get us. Listen, I'm not talking about taking us to a Super Bowl. I'm talking about for Lamar, the stomach flu, pull something. He's going to be out for a game or 2 games. I think he's going to be the guy.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I hate talking about this stuff. I know it's a necessity.
I know.
If something happens to Lamar, your season's over, buddy. But I don't think it matters. I haven't liked what I've seen from Josh Johnson just yet. I mean, he's played on every single team in the league.
Holds the record.
Yeah, but look, it's the preseason. I think if you have to go with any one of these guys, you're in trouble. So I know it's kind of boring to say this. I don't think it matters who your backup quarterback is.
No, because you're not going to. But I'm saying if you need someone for a game, I think that's what you're going to have to do.
I even take it one step farther. If you just need to, because Lamar went to the locker room, and if some guy may take 2 or 3 series, that's important as well. Yeah. That may be a winnable game, an important game.
Did you see Stu Pumley?
Personally, I like Emory Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that too. And given you don't know what you're going to get in some of these young guys until you put them out there and see them. And look, hats off to Josh Johnson for creating a career out of this. But he's been a journeyman backup everywhere he's been, played in all kinds of leagues.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick was better, but
basically, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw it. Like, the fans were bitching about Huntley as he was running out trying to pick up a first down and got laid out completely over the weekend.
Saw that play and didn't even realize it was him because the sound was down.
It was him.
Somebody told me later on.
Yeah, he got laid out.
I tell you what's good about Emory Jones is his age, obviously, because he's not, he knows he's not going to start. But to have him, he had a good outing as well. It's ridiculous. He had a quarterback rating of 150. Johnson had 142. I mean, they both were incredibly accurate. Nobody dropped any of them, so they look good.
And a lot of these guys get graded on a curve, too, Rob. Remember last year when the cat came in for Joe Burrow? We didn't know anything about him. Everybody's like, rookie quarterbacks, I saw him in college. He wasn't very good. He turns the ball over a ton. You could say it was on a curve, but I thought he played pretty well considering the situation he was thrown into.
I thought he did as well.
Yeah, so sometimes the guys will surprise you, but again, I think that's few and far between that you kind of know what you have.
Sometimes the guys, what they do in college, they continue like Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Turnover machine.
Oh, man. My assessment was him, because I remember doing the Heisman Trophy and the All-American vote. I just thought the ball hit the turf too much.
Yeah.
If it wasn't caught by the other team, it was hitting the turf. I want to go back to something Ed said. Ed said he likes Emory Jones because of his age, he's not expecting to start. You think Josh expects to start?
No, but I mean, someone who's 24 years old would expect a shot.
Right.
And he's, you know, he ain't starting in the foreseeable future. You know, but the fact is, we could have him for a long time.
That's all on offense. Other than that, and Dayton Wade, that I saw that really stood out to me. Dayton Wade, I thought, was impressive. He had two catches, 67 yards, but he's impressive.
But I think it matters because you learn the offense. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you got to run an offense. So, I mean, Johnson's 38 years old. He's not going to be around forever. And I just think it's, you know, Jones in this situation may be ideal because
I think so.
Because he'll know the offense. He'll, you know, it's not like you could take a new guy and every year and put in another backup quarterback. You could have him for the next, you know, couple of years until maybe he gets a starting job somewhere.
I agree. I just that's why I brought it up. I like Emory Jones, Jeremy. I just do. And I'm not saying this guy's going to be quarterback for somebody one day. I don't know.
No,
but it goes back to, and I never thought about it until Ed said it, his age may be a big part of that. Younger quarterback, it gives Lamar something to do to kind of, you know, bring another quarterback along because, you know, he's not threatened by his job.
Well,
I like the whole situation.
Wasn't that kind of the Ozzie Newsome way for a while there? And people used to point at it saying he would give a young African-American quarterback a shot to make the roster, draft him, invited. Yeah. But, like, if you see the way the league's been turning, having dual-threat quarterbacks is the way to go now. And I don't know if you guys saw what Caleb Williams was doing over the weekend or what he's done in his first two preseason games. Everybody's been talking about him because you can see why people loved him and compared him to Pat Mahomes to a degree.
That must be a Ravens tradition, though, because, I mean,
Ozzie did it almost every year.
You see, it's been a lot of black quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean,
for the Baltimore Ravens.
And by the way, I'm not
starters, backup.
I'm not calling it out saying it's wrong. Like, I think it's awesome that he gave these guys opportunities to come in. And again, you just don't know what you're going to get with them with the younger quarterbacks. And I fully believe
I'm not criticizing them either.
Yeah, I fully believe in what teams are doing now, going with the two quarterback sets and using that roster spot because, you know, something happens, you're screwed anyways. You're
losing. If you get down to the third quarterback, that's you guys say second string quarterback doesn't matter, and I agree with you. I said that last week, but the third string quarterback, man, come on,
yeah,
come on. Who's played quarterback in high school? You might as well ask that. And did anybody play quarterback in high school ever? Yeah, victory have, formation. Yeah.
One of your receivers will be playing quarterback.
By the way, every player out there played quarterback.
Yeah,
in
you're
high
right.
School,
yeah,
degree.
If you're in the NFL, probably
that's absolutely true.
Your center probably turned around and say, "I played quarterback."
Yeah,
I get to myself.
I didn't get to throw it much. Okay,
wasn't Anquan a quarterback?
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Everybody, you go back to high school, and most of those guys were quarterback. Like even some of the great cornerbacks and safeties. It's like, what position you play in high school? Quarterback. Because you're the best athlete on their team.
Right.
You want the ball in your hands.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Broadcasting live. I am from New York. The fellas holding it down. Back at the studio. Let's go to Owings Mills and get Brian. What's up, Brian?
Brian.
Back off. Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
I want to talk about something else, but real quick, Josh Johnson, a reason why I think it's important because the dude's been around. He can throw the football very well. He's not mobile, so that means he's pocket. That means he can beat you in the pocket. That means you have to, offensive line have to do their job, and they look pretty bad in my opinion, especially Ben Cleveland. He's been here too long to be getting pushed back. That was disgusting and pathetic, and you better get better at that. But you know,
tell us how you feel, bro.
Backups,
say it with your chest.
Backups are the best. Well, I could have got a playing center. I'm watching this idiot get pushed back. I'm like, come on, dude.
We ain't disagreeing with you.
I'm just saying.
You could be better than that.
I mean, I'm
harder on him than I am the quarterback. But anyway, we all know backup quarterbacks can win you championships and get you some games. I mean, Jeff Hostetler, Brady, Farr. I mean, we ain't got to go for it. That's why they always say backup quarterbacks is every team's favorite because they can still give you a chance to win games. And that dude, in my mind, watching him play, he gives me a chance to win if Lamar gets hurt. Hey, man, Rob, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do the NFL like lawsuits, man? Do they like giving people checks, you know, with the whole DirecTV? Madden came out Friday, as you know, one of the worst products ever.
Yep.
They're saying that this game is simulation football. It's got their stamp of approval on it. Guys are flying all over the field. Do you see that on Sunday? Because I don't. Y'all have a blessing.
You too. Here's the problem, though. And you guys can say however you, I mean, agree or disagree. Madden always ushers in what the NFL is going to look like. For instance, a lot of the camera angles you see on TV now started with Madden. a lot of what you see. So it scares me when you see some of these things on the Madden game because it kind of.
Yeah, you were talking about that camera angle yesterday at the Oriole game, saying I wish they'd use that more because
I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love that angle. It was on a trial run over the weekend. I hope they purchased that long term. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. What's up, man?
Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thanks, man.
And Rob, thanks for them tickets Friday night too, man.
Man, I told you, don't be putting this stuff on air, man.
I know, my bad, man.
I'm gonna cut you off.
Trippy was complaining. He said the tickets could have been better and everything. I was like, man, just be grateful, man. Be grateful. We always complain about free tickets,
I'm gonna cut you off.
Trippy's on a wall now at M&T Bank, so it's like.
Yeah, Rashawn, you're not on the wall.
Yeah.
I know, man. I need to get on the wall or something, man. You got a big, like, 30 by 40 frame of him, man.
I wish I saw your ass on the wall at the post office.
You want me on that wall? You need me on that wall.
Right. Yeah, but as far as the quarterback situation, man, why don't we go out there and sign Tannehill? He's still out there, a veteran free agent. That if Lamar go down, he can win in some games, man. You know
Tannehill probably looking for a situation with a young starting quarterback or a bum-ass starting quarterback where he could end up being a starter halfway through the season. He's going to sit there. He's going to do a Flacco. He's going to sit back and wait and see if somebody gets hurt. See the best situation for him.
If he want to win a championship, though, ain't many teams out there with a young quarterback that got a chance to win a championship, though, if they go down.
When you're Ryan Tannehill, you played as many games as he played, you don't want to win a championship with a pom-poms in your hand.
Yeah, but listen, we need that. Remember when Dak went down and Cooper Rush came in and went 4-1, man?
Oh, my like, gosh.
So we need somebody that can do that.
Cooper Rush has a championship?
No.
All right, then. So why you bring an irrelevant situation into the conversation?
I hope you rushed out to see Cooper because we ain't seen him anymore.
No, man. Cooper, he's still in Dallas, man. You know, a lot of people calling about him. A lot of people calling about him, man. But you know,
that's because Dak's your quarterback.
Who are a lot of people?
There's a lot of teams, man.
A lot of teams? I thought you meant fans.
I thought he meant fans, too.
A lot of fans. Where's Cooper Rush? We want Cooper.
Hi, man. All right, man. Enjoy New York.
I will. Thank you very much. Yeah. Love the city. Cordell Woodland joins us at 7:30. I think Ed was Jeremy.
Yeah.
I think Ed was dumb as hell to leave here. I'm serious.
You think?
Oh, my fault, Ed.
That was the single biggest mistake I made in my life, other than Adams.
And you've been married three times.
Nothing compares to leaving New York.
Hey, this secondary, we think it's pretty deep. Did Pepe Johnson make it even deeper, his performance over the weekend? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yep.
Does Ben, who's filling in for Joe, does he know I sent you this song just last week?
He doesn't. No, he does not know that. Rob and I often do that, send music back and forth. You got to listen to this, or TV shows. Rob just hit me up and said, give me a TV show. And I said, you give me one. I ain't got one either right now.
By the way, it's funny because someone says Ryan Tannehill, and I looked up to see what he was doing right now, and it gave me some other information on him. Did you know Ryan Tannehill graduated with a degree in biology? And back here, it says he plans to attend medical school. This was his scouting report going into his senior year. Hmm. He wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. So I wonder if he's tapped back into that.
Well, I mean, maybe he is being smart by collecting some of this NFL money, and maybe he will go back to it. I still think about some of those guys like Samari Roll when he was coming out. Was it Samari Roll from Florida that became a...
Not about Samari Roll. You mean the Roll Scholar?
Yeah.
That was another role.
What am I thinking? Samari was the guy that played here. Right. Which role was it?
I know you're
Jelly Roll. It was Jelly Roll, yeah. He's singing Save Me. No, but anyway, you see some of these guys, and you are kind of surprised when they have another talent. What was the Ravens offensive lineman that we had that was a math genius from Penn State? John, now I can't remember.
Herschel?
Herschel. Hold on for a second. Hmm? Who do you think you are, man?
What?
You don't get the... bring people up and not know their name. That's my rule.
I did. John Urschel.
Okay.
I think. Right. At least that's what Ben told me.
Pepe Williams on Saturday had a really good game. He had four tackles and a pass defense. Guys, number one,
Myron Rule.
I think the secondary is very deep. And for me, Jeremy, Pepe Williams, his performance on Saturday reminded me how deep the secondary could be.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of talent, but as soon as injuries happen, you realize even when you think you have great depth, you don't. But look,
that deep depth.
Yeah, in the first couple games, I think there's a lot to take away, especially in the first game with what we saw from Wiggins. Pepe's been a guy where we've gone back and forth going, we'd see him at times go, I think he's got a chance to be pretty good in this league. And then other times you watch him and you're going, what's he doing? I don't even know what he's doing out there. But yeah, the showing this weekend, I think... Look, you're not going to hang your hat on him being a shutdown corner, but I think for depth, I think it's a great player to have, and being able to rotate these guys in and out. And that's the thing in this league. You have to have – it's like having depth at starting pitching or in your bullpen. You can never have enough. I think it's the same way with cornerbacks and pass rushers. You can't have enough of them.
I agree. Yeah, you can't.
No doubt.
Because especially at the DB position nowadays, you can't have enough. Because not only with the different coverages that you have, guys get hurt, like you said.
Yeah, and it's just, look, and there's, with the season getting longer, all the things that go on in sports, protecting players because of financial considerations and not trying to bring them back too soon, I think you're going to see a lot of this. And then, again, teams are going to try to flock to what suits them. Like, we saw the offensive switch, right? Then we have a lot of defensive-minded teams, and then the rules change, and everybody's like, well, we're going to take advantage of this now. And I think the same thing's going to happen where you see teams stacking up with cornerbacks and everything else. So I think you see that with pass rushers and cornerbacks. But, we'll have to wait and see what the league says, or you see what teams are doing. But I do think the Ravens are in that group getting depth at the cornerback position.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And how many dime packages do you see the Ravens doing this year? You see primarily in the dime?
I hope not. I'd like to see, Well, actually, no. You know what? I think they will, because that's why they went for so much depth, safety. Yeah, I think we will. It makes more sense because the last acquisition they made, you know, they didn't pick him up for no reason. This is bona fide NFL safety. So, yeah, I definitely do.
We got? Oh, so, all right. We got some other stuff that we're obviously going to talk about here. But mentioning what Rob just brought up with the Ravens, like, the base package in the league is no longer the same. It's not just, hey, we're running a 3-4, we're running a 4-3. As you mentioned, like, you're going to see teams' base package be nickel or dime, depending on who they're playing and what they feel comfortable with. And when you have depth at a position, it allows you to do some strange things out there. And put your, if you want to put your best 11 out there, if you want to go smaller and be faster, depending on the score of the game and what you're looking for, you have options. And that's why I thought...
You'll see more three safety looks this year.
Yeah. Mike McDonald was really, really good at that, at playing the best personnel that he had and putting those guys in situations to succeed, which is why I think Seattle...
Another good example of how the NFL has changed, where you can have, safeties out there and pull a linebacker if you need.
Yeah. And I think we saw the Chargers do that first against the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's... freshman year, rookie year. But if you look at this, this is why I think dime package. Kansas City, they're going to throw. Dallas, going to throw. Buffalo, Cincinnati twice, going to throw. Los Angeles Chargers, I think as balanced as they are, they're going to throw. The Philadelphia Eagles, maybe not as much. Houston Texans, going to throw. I think they're going to find themselves either because of matching the opponent's personnel, or because they're up, they got a big lead and they know the other team's going to throw. I think they're going to find themselves in a dime a lot.
Yeah, and look, when you're looking around the league, again, with what we were kind of alluding to with the advantages on offense now, you got to be able to cover. And I'm sorry, you can't cover anyone in this league for 5 to 6 seconds. I don't care who it is, pick who you want. But some of these guys are so talented, you can't cover them within 3 seconds. So you put a good quarterback back there, and then now all of a sudden you want to get faster guys that can cover more ground. And having safeties out there that are versatile, that can help in the run game and help in pass defense, I think that's why you see a lot of that.
And I think the guys, the receivers, are very good. I take nothing away from them. I don't want Jeremy getting his feelings about that. But good or not, you can't touch these guys. You let anybody run an open area, they're going to get a free. They know where they're going. You don't.
Rob, this is why I argue with people when we start comparing errors and you got to look at the rules. I was having an argument when I was on vacation about basketball players.
You were arguing a lot of people out there.
Yeah, man. Well, I was arguing online, but somebody...
Yeah, California doesn't do all the arguing.
Yeah. Well, somebody tried to diss Larry Bird, and I was having none of it, because if Larry Bird played in today's game, he'd average a damn triple-double, because you can't touch him. You can't do anything to him.
Yeah.
You know, like, and the guys, if you look at some of the players in years past, if they, like, think about some of the receivers. Marvin Harrison was basically mugged by Ty Law, slammed to the ground for an entire AFC championship, and then they changed the rules. And they allowed this, like, hey, you can't put your hands on him within, you can't do this, only within 5 yards. And now look at the scoring in the league.
It's so funny you say that. So go back to your favorite sport there with Larry Bird. I was telling Rob when you were on vacation, I watched NBA Classics. I watched a game, Knicks-Bulls, when Ewing and Oakley were on the Knicks playing the Bulls. It looked like a different sport.
Oh, God. It's just, I mean, the games were played under 100.
But you also say some disparaging things about Bird, too. Don't change up, because Jeremy's sitting there.
What do you say? What do you say about Larry Bird?
I'll tell you later, man.
You can't say anything about...
I can't say that on
it's a face only a mother could love. Yeah. But besides that,
that's what he said.
For as good of a basketball player was, he was just as bad as a father. So if you want to go look at some of those stories.
Handsome guy, though.
Yeah. He looked like his mascot.
World of Stupid at 7:45 on the other side. Cordell Woodland joins us right here on The Fan. 7:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long broadcasting live from WFAN Studios in New York City. Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn holding it down in Baltimore at our Odyssey Studios.
Did the Lakers beat the Supersonics last night? Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. That's the running guy triple-double.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know we're efforting Cordell Woodland, but, like, you know, you think about all the different things, and something that Ed and I were talking about in the commercial breaks as well, Rob, is the fact that when you have depth at a certain position, it allows you to kind of do whatever you want on defense, including some odd things that we don't see in years past. Like, you know, you look at when the Chargers came in and played the Ravens in that playoff game, they went small everywhere to try to, you know, deal with the speed, and it actually helped them out because they weren't worried about the Ravens throwing the football down the field at that point in time.
The ultimate position on defense to have depth, though, is pass rush.
Oh, there's no question.
That's the ultimate position to have depth.
I go back. That's the reason.
On offense is wide receiver.
That's the reason why the Giants beat the Patriots twice. Remember, they went to that NASCAR package where they basically had a pass rusher at every position along the defensive line. Good luck. You know, it's just they called that the NASCAR package because it was such a fast group up front that could get after the quarterback.
Yeah, because the Patriots, if you remember, never really were a team that scared you running the football.
No.
They could run the football like average teams, but they didn't have any juggernauts back there.
Yeah, they would do that thing with like Kevin Falk or some of the other guys out of the backfield. I'm forgetting the guy.
Corey Dillon once.
Yeah, but where they would constitute a short passing game for their running game because their running game wasn't as strong. Mm-hmm. And then you'd forget about the running game, and all of a sudden here comes Stephen Ridley or somebody you didn't expect. Like, wow, man, where'd that game come from?
Joining us right now, our man on the scene, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's going on, guys?
Doing well. Now, Cordell, I was speaking to you yesterday about this backup quarterback position for the Baltimore Ravens, and the way I worded it was, have they announced who the backup is? And I thought your response was outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when they brought Josh Johnson back, they let it be known they were bringing him back as the backup. And, you know, I don't think it was, you know, beyond the possibility that they would allow one of these guys, if they showed enough, to push him. But I don't think that's been the case to this point in camp or preseason. I mean, especially with Josh Johnson going 11 for 11 on Saturday afternoon, I feel like that all but cements his spot as the backup quarterback. At least I don't think there's any internal competition. Whether or not they feel like there are better options externally, I believe that there are. We'll see how they feel. But internally, I don't really see Emory Jones or Devin Leary being able to push him right now.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think that's kind of what my position was before. I think, Emory Jones might be a good future backup, though, because of his age. Like, before he, you know, somebody picks him up for a starting job, I think we could have him for years to come, because the fact is, if Lamar goes out for the season, we're not winning the Super Bowl anyway. So it doesn't matter who the backup is. You want a guy who can play a game or a couple of series if Lamar's got to, you know, get looked at in a tent or, you know, runs out because he's got to go to the bathroom or something like that. So that's how I feel. But, you know, do you really think, like, because, I mean, John's 38 years old. He's going to be gone soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not fully on board with Josh Johnson as the starter myself. I mean, I thought he played well Saturday. But I can't sit here and say I'm confident that if he had to go out there in real games, he'd be able to do what they needed him to do for a substantial amount of time. Like you said, the reality is if Lamar goes down, it doesn't really matter who the backup is. It's going to be a massive drop-off. You're going to look at this team different. But I do think internally Josh Johnson has their trust right now. He has full grasp of the offense. He has an understanding of the offense. They trust that they can kind of still run their stuff if he's on the field. I would say, you know, in terms of the backups, I thought him, you know, the touchdown pass from Emory Jones was great to Dayton Wade. That's probably the highlight of the summer for Emory Jones. I mean, it hasn't been a lot that we've seen from him in camp to this point, or even really beyond that one play in the preseason. So Devin Leary is the one that is actually kind of risen up, I would say, the rankings, as his stock has kind of risen as the summer has gone on. I don't think it's a coincidence that we didn't get to see a lot of Devin Leary on Saturday compared to the first preseason game. I think they may feel like there's something there with him, maybe not in terms of making a roster or pushing Josh Johnson, but maybe as a practice squad guy, it wouldn't shock me. Leary has improved as the summer's gone on.
Oh, the preseason where we can talk about backup quarterbacks for about seven minutes. let me throw the pass rush at you. Have you seen anything from either in practice or in the preseason games from Ajabo or Owe to kind of give you hope that this pass rush is going to be good this year?
Honestly, I thought this was the best. This past week was the best week of the summer for David Ajabo. From practices, he actually started to stack some practices throughout the week, and I thought it carried into the game. He has some really good rushes on third downs. He calls some pressures. He has some good moves, a couple of those spin moves that weren't working in the past. He was able to get off on a couple on Saturday. So I thought Ajabo really had a strong week this past week. You got to see Adisa Isaac a little bit, get some game time this past week. He's just getting back on the field. So that's kind of the issue with this pass rush is they had to wait for some of these guys to get healthy. Ajabo wasn't cleared for the first game. Adisa Isaac just really came back over the last week or so. So they're just now really starting to rev up. Owe has been really sharp throughout camp. I feel like a broken record because I feel like we say that every year. But he has been consistent throughout camp and throughout mini camp and OTAs. That's the one thing that I will say is different this time around with Owe is that he has not only gotten that momentum, but he's kept it throughout the duration of camp. So we'll see. I mean, I can't sit here and say I'm not still concerned about the pass rush when the games get real. I am. But they seem like they're going to go with these young guys, and we'll see what they can do.
Cordell Woodland. Cordell, we're going to hear you back on air on the show.
Yeah, I mean, you catch me throughout the week doing hits on people's shows. I'll still be at camp this week. Orioles still keeping my eye on them as well. I know I'm on air this weekend. We'll see what happens throughout the week.
Thanks a lot, Cordell. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Man, I you're right, Jeremy. It's the only time the backup quarterback's worth talking about because you got to fill that roster spot. I mean, Lamar's not playing.
Yeah. And look, and I think the deal with the backup quarterback in the situation the Ravens are looking for, they would be looking for someone that can bridge that gap until Lamar's healthy. Again, we've talked about it. You missed the guy for an entire year. Good luck getting to the postseason. I don't care how good your roster is. Like, to me, the Cleveland Browns have the best roster in the NFL, except for quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to look like this year, so there's a lot of reasons why people aren't going to like them to get to the postseason. I do. I think the Browns will be better than people think. But, again, when you have a great roster, you can do so many different things.
Yeah. Deshaun.
Yeah.
If he's Deshaun that we knew years ago, then you're right. I'm scared of Cleveland.
He won't be.
If not, I won't be.
He won't be.
You don't think so, Ed?
No. No. I think he's done. This whole thing is just, you know, put him over the edge. I think the time off, you know, the stress of it, and it's just he looks nothing like he looked in Houston.
MLB players have a historic season and maybe gone under the radar. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, we into your world.
Yeah, we're
stupid.
We're going to talk about some candy that was laced with meth and handed out to some people, which was an interesting story. I don't know if you guys got into it while I was gone. How about an influencer that uses poop masks? And doctors are surprised instead of like,
yeah, I got it.
Yeah. They're using poop mask and doctors are saying, I don't think you guys should be doing that. And I've been gone for a week. We're playing What's in My Butt. Of course we're going to play it. It's a week long. And this one is going to scare the hell out of you. It's awful. We do that next here on The Fan. All right. Did you guys talk about the sweet treats that were laced with methamphetamines?
No.
No.
So this happened in New Zealand. Interesting story. Potentially lethal levels of methamphetamine were distributed by a charity in Auckland. Up to 400 people may have received the sweets from an Auckland City mission. And like you think about candy like that, I'm wondering how many kids got it, depending on this, you know, like some adults.
How did it get in? Did the mission put it in? Or was...
So as they're getting to this, it said at least three people here, including a child, sought medical attention afterwards. They didn't know that the lollies contained methamphetamine when they were distributed. Police say the incident could be accidental rather than a targeted operation. It's a bit too early to say. Once people started tasting the treats, they're like, these taste a little funny. And I feel a little funny as well. They didn't get into... So New Zealand Drug Foundation for tests, which confirmed that potentially lethal levels of amphetamines were in there. In a statement, they said about 3 grams of methamphetamines in a sweet that was sent for testing. A common... So- Yeah, go ahead.
How do you get sweets and methamphetamine mixed?
I don't know. Together? Like, I don't know how they got this. If it was
unless you're producing both in the same place,
it's a really weird story. They said to say we are devastated is an absolute understatement. They said 1 in 5 in New Zealand food insecurity. They were having issues. Makes them deeply distressing knowing this thing happened, and they passed it out to about 400 people.
Ed, it's like me bringing in my sloppy Joe and. Oh, my fault. It was mixed with Coke. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. No, seriously, yes. It's like going out with your friends in Vegas for a bachelor party, and, right. You know, Fat Jesus over there decides to put a little a little something something in your drink, right?
You never trust Black Doug with the drugs.
Yeah, our Doug was a white. all right, so let's get to this. That's probably my he was a white.
He was a white.
Influencers. Poop face mask alarms doctors. People are getting too extreme on the internet. Rob, you're not here, so I'm going to show Ed the pretty picture of the girl with poo on her face.
Wow.
Like, whose poo is it? Do you use your poo? Animal poo?
It says her own.
Oof. It's gross.
That's like the story Biggie told. Yeah. She wanted me to poo on her. So after I pooed on her.
That's gross. So after we finished, it's the craziest thing I've done in my life, says Peyota, I believe is her name. P-E-I-X-O-T-O. Peyota? I don't know.
I don't know.
She's 31, and she talked about her skincare method that she's been using. The influencer who previously went viral for putting period blood on her skin to soften it is now doing the fecal face mask to prevent aging.
Talk about being S-faced.
Oh, my God. This is look at these pictures of this idiot. You're putting crap on your face, lady.
With a clothespin on her nose.
Because her face smells. Rob, this has got to be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. I'm going to share this on social media. I shared it last week, but just to make sure everybody has it. These pictures that are coming out, and we've seen all these different things they're doing. Guys, just go to LifeMed and get all this stuff done over there. Don't put poop on your face. They ain't going to put poop on your face either.
They'll encourage you not to do that as well.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever read on here. Here you go. Her colleague, plastic surgeon, Mr. Tunk, looks like teriyaki. Teriyaki? Feces contain a plethora of bacteria, viruses, and parasites, including E. coli, salmonella, and helminths. I don't even know what helminths are, but it doesn't sound good.
Mayonnaise.
Other people make mayonnaise. I'm going to ask. Good people make the mayonnaise, aren't they?
You put the wrong thing on your face. Can I get some more helmets?
Would you agree, though? People will do almost anything for vanity.
I knew where the line was.
They're the only thing to be famous.
When I started doing World of Stupid with Scott Garceau, I knew where the line was when I did a story about a girl that was drinking her dog's pee, and she thought it cured cancer. And her reasoning was, I've never had cancer while doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I bring in this iced coffee every day, because it's actually an elephant repellent. I've never seen an elephant in the studio.
It's just so dumb. And I got to get to this final story, and this is horrific. We're going to play What's in My Butt. This is a guy that went to a doctor for a routine operation. You have any idea what might be in his butt? Routine operation. He wasn't getting something removed. He was getting looked at. I'll be upfront with you guys. It was a colonoscopy.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not as important as what went in his butt as to what happened. Florida doctor, 84 years old, could not hear the colonoscopy patient screaming in pain because he didn't have his hearing aids in. Now, have we all had a colonoscopy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've all had one. I got to get one coming up. I mean, it's been a week. But a Florida gastroenterologist, he's been disciplined after two recent colonoscopy procedures went awry. 84.
He should be more than disciplined.
Yeah. Dr. Ishwari Prasad has been placed on probation by the Florida Board of Medicine after he botched procedures. I don't mind telling this story. When we found out my wife had MS, she had to go through all these procedures, including a ton of spinal taps, which are painful, and they're taking your spinal fluid out. We had one doctor who was supposedly one of the best doctors in Maryland, but he's older. He did a spinal tap on her where, like, her spinal fluid was pouring all over the seat she was sitting in. Then blood started coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
So then they couldn't use it to test. So she went through all that pain for nothing. And I'm like, how is this happening? How do you have somebody that can't? I mean, if you can't use your hands in a medical profession the appropriate way, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But to find out you're going through what is supposed to be a routine operation here with a colonoscopy, and old boy woke up during the middle of it in agonizing pain, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs. And the doctor didn't have his hearing aids in to hear him.
I'm not saying being 84 you can't do your job. I'm saying being 84 and you're starting to forget important equipment you need, you probably can't do your job.
People age differently. Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be, like, there are mental things and there are physical things. I shouldn't be lifting anything over 50 pounds. I just shouldn't. So it's just, and Ed, you shouldn't be lifting anything over 25 after I've seen you over there in pain all day. But it's just a matter of, like, you get to a certain point in life where you can't do Different things. Well, like, I think you should have a driving test when you're older.
I think you should have it every 5 years when you renew your license. I don't care what age you are, because people can't drive. And people age differently. Do you realize Joe Biden and Mick Jagger are the same age? Think about it. One's a Roomba. The other one just had a concert.
I'd like to see both in concert, though. Hey, and Rob, like, just speaking of this colonoscopy and what's going on, he was fined $7,500 for and required to pay $6,301 back in 1990 for this, for not this, but another issue he had with a patient. So now he's going to get a probationary period. You're 84 years old. You might die during your probationary period.
So he always sucked at this.
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like he's not a very good doctor.
Yeah, so that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Can I finish this Baltimore at 8:15? But on the other side, Shohei Ohtani is having a phenomenal season. You know that. But is anybody watching? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.